Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first, on this Wednesday, as we know, President Biden fell off his bicycle on Saturday, and some were happy about it. The embarrassment reinforced the growing opinion that Mr. Biden is feeble. Then on Sunday, the president went to Mass and did a little two-step upon leaving to show folks he is vibrant. He's not. But celebrating Mr. Biden's fall from his bike is complicated. No question old Joe has hurt Americans with his incompetence, and that makes me angry, as I've stated. But I'm not rooting for harm to come to President Biden. Yes, he should resign. He's finished anyway. He cannot do the job. But rooting for harm to come to him is not really the Christian thing to do, is it? However, wishing that he would go away is Christian because he's hurting so many people and he's not going to get any better. We all know that. He's on the decline. He will be 80 years old in November. Now, you may remember that Trump haters wished the former president harm. But fair-minded Americans do not do that because malice is a bad trait. Back after this.
Attention. If you owe the IRS, this is an important announcement. COVID relief is over and the IRS is ramping up like never before, sending out millions of collection letters to start 2024. Do you owe $10,000 or more or have unfiled returns? Now is the time to act. The IRS can garnish your wages, seize your property, and they can even take your home or your business. Don't let the IRS take advantage of you. It's time to call Tax Network USA. Their team of experienced tax lawyers has already saved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. They know how to negotiate with the IRS and can help you too. Visit TNUSA.com or call 1-800-245-6000. Again, that's 1-800-245-6000. Don't wait until it's too late. Take control of your tax situation today with Tax Network USA. 1-800-245-6000. Call now.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.